Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
My eyes are getting lines so bad. Well, just like in the last 2 weeks.
Look, we might as well start podcasting right now and talking about the lines on your eyes, because this has a lot to do with what I need to get off my chest.
I didn't even say I had lines on my eyes.
All yes, she did, you guys.
Nope, that was out of nowhere. I was literally feeling better about myself, and then she was like, look at the lines on your eyes.
She's such an asshole. I would never, never. It's the I Mom So Hard podcast.
Yep, tell them where we can find it.
Wherever you listen to podcasts, but guess what else? You can watch the video on YouTube.
You can go to just our YouTube page and you can see the video. Here's the other thing that you're supposed to get to faster than we do.
What?
We're supposed to get to faster. Rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Now, if you're our kids, they do it so fast. They're like in their daily lives, they talk about it.
Let me do it the right way. Go. Hey guys, we've got a YouTube channel where we're putting our podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Life Hacks. That wasn't even close to how fast they do it. They're like, hey, do you like me? Hit that subscribe button down below.
Hey everybody, this is how I'll build my confidence and then also destroy it before I'm even 18 years old.
Absolutely.
But you know what? Us, we can deal with it. We did a swimsuit video that was on YouTube, so if we can survive that.
You know what? Not one rude comment.
Yeah, not...
not one.
No, some of you, I have to say fuck all y'all, which also reminds me to say don't listen to this with your kids.
That's right. Don't listen to this with your kids. But on the subject of us doing that swimsuit video, I was overwhelmed and then started to feel worse because everyone was like, you guys are so brave.
Yeah, that was on Facebook.
Then we did have it on YouTube.
Yeah, when it was on YouTube, it was like a bunch of disgruntled 20-year-old boys.
20-year-old boys were checking us out?
No, they were like, oh, I thought this was porn. You just killed my boner. And now
the fact is, they watched it.
Good point.
So we're hot among 20-year-olds is what you're saying. What you're saying is I've got a chance.
I'm not feeling
I don't want
very,
20-year-old no. boys. They're, I, you know what?
What am I going to do with the 20-year-old boy?
That's 100% true. Here's how I know I've gotten old.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have him leaf blow my backyard. That's right. What I'm going to do.
I'm going to think you guys can move sod.
Yeah. I actually want to move my dining room around.
That's all I think about. I need some meaty boys to come over so I can move Eleanor's bed to a different wall, because I don't want to ask my husband because he has an attitude about it.
I'll give you both a shiny quarter.
Yeah, I'll give you some lemonade and a quarter. I'll order a pizza. We can all watch a movie together. I went to an LAFC game, which was so fun.
What's that?
It's Los Angeles Football Club, which is their soccer team.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That Will Ferrell kind of started, and it's a new stadium.
How
and then, of
fun.
Course, we went into COVID, so it was it's literally, they're like dusting it off, like... So my husband asked, you know, for his birthday, he's like, what he really wants is a beach. But I'm like, can I buy something? And I'm happy to buy that, but that's harder to find. Can we just buy tickets to something? And he's like, I want to go to an LAFC game. I said, done. So I got really good seats And we went to the game, and the soccer players are so hot. They are so fit. They run so fast. Oh, and boy. All I could think to myself is, oh my God, their moms must be so proud. Aww. And I was like, oh my gosh, that one looks like he's 20. I wonder if he's like homesick or like.
You're asexual.
I'm
now.
Like no longer in the zone of, like, to me, it felt like I never even considered it. Now, like, Vela, that's different because he's like 34 and smoking hot for LAFC. He's one of the players. He should be our hot flash. Good God. He's okay. So good. He's so good looking. But the whole game is so fun. So I put this
on our...
I don't
know what I'm going to do with the 34-year-old either. They don't have a 401k that's established. Like, well, do they own a home yet? I mean... And
at 34, you can start putting a lot of pressure on them. So that feels right. They can start to take the pressure of me. Like me going like...
Nothing men love better than a woman little bit of pressure on them, yeah.
Yeah, a woman who's arguably like aggressively non-sexual and
yeah. Like, wait, what do you want me for?
Yeah, what do you want?
Dual income.
Yeah, yeah.
Dual income
and
your
moving
sperm.
Furniture. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not going to let you knock me up. I'm done with that. Mm. Well, onto a better conversation.
Oh, our live show?
Oh yeah.
You guys come to our live show.
So fun.
Two-person stand-up
show.
That's
aggressively
really,
sexual. Really. Because we are.
It is. Shamelessly. But it's also really silly and nostalgic, and it's a good time.
It's a good time. We just, our whole goal is to make you laugh the whole time you're there. And the word on the street is people are leaving with sore abs and sore cheeks.
We're proud of it.
Husbands are having a good time. Friends are having a good time. Aunties, ladies, all kinds, shapes, sizes are having fun.
We get a lot of messages saying that, I peed myself.
Yeah, that's our subject.
That's our subject
for today.
Because it's really, I've been saying forever, how long have I been saying, like, I hate this thing that's broken? Because before we do the live show, I literally have to pee about 15 times.
Well, first of all, you're nervous. I got to get my Invisalign.
Okay. This always happens, you guys. This is a new part of the show. Not only do we do a hot flash and a mom box, we also do the, I got to take out my Invisalign.
I can't deal with it. I can't articulate.
We'll get a musical sting for it.
I have a small mouth. I do. And it makes me feel like I've got something in my mouth when I'm talking, and I don't. So there's that.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay. When you're nervous.
Nervous pee.
You nervous pee like 50 times before you do a show.
That makes sense.
But then it's like a drip, drip. But I'm talking about like peeing all the time, especially after you have babies.
It's totally.
When they wreck your floor.
Well, that's what happened. Like I will just move too quickly and I will pee a little bit. And then also, but I'm also, I want to talk about all the ways in which I pee because I know it's super hot. But I'm also really mad about the way that like it gets handled.
What do you mean?
Medically and stuff like that.
Right. That's there's like, oh, not very many options. Also, this is my favorite when someone's like, so you pee your pants a lot. Here's what you have to do. 5,000 Kegels and some pelvic floor exercises. I'm like, have you?
No, listen, I am not going to involve my insurance to get finger banged by another woman.
Can use your insurance?
She's like, wait. Switching plans. No, there's like physical therapists.
Yes.
That, like trying to help you strengthen your muscles. I don't want that. I don't have time for that. I want a pill or I want a shot because men get that. When
they
their
get
shit's
a
broken, it's easy.
And that's like, because men don't assert shame to any problems they have. They're like, oh, my wiener's broken. And then Pfizer's like, you know what we should do? We should make a wiener medicine.
Yeah, let's
fix your boner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Pfizer literally.
Hold on, cancer, let's put you on the back burner while we fix a bunch of wieners.
Yeah, let's fix a bunch of wieners because that's the most important thing. And the side effect being is if your wiener is lasting for too long, go to the doctor. And no man is like, well, this is a problem.
Because we're supposed to deal with it. And I think it's archaic and it really irritates me because it's sort of like my doctor, my OB, who I thought was really great, and he is great, but he did say one thing that really pissed me off. He's like, well, pain's just a part of childbirth. And I'm like, not if you were having the babies, man.
Yeah.
They'd have it figured out.
They'd give you an epidural on month three.
It would be, or it would be different. It wouldn't even be an epidural because those scare some people. They want to do it like naturally. It would be some other thing. They would have had it figured out.
Right.
So that you didn't even have to deal with it. Hold on, let me calm down again.
Okay, you're going to pee your pants now. Calm
I'm
down.
I'm going to get upset and pee my
Here's
pants.
Here's the thing about peeing your pants that feels, okay, when you potty train, right?
Are you talking post-babies
no,
to yourself?
No, I'm talking about when you potty train your
a
children.
Child. Okay.
There's this great book that I read, and I think it's called Oh Shit, were potty training or something that. I cannot remember it specifically, but I've never read a book and memorized it more than that because I was just so not scared. Not the title. Like, oh shit, we're potty training. Can you find it, Casey? It's something like that. Oh, anyway, this book is like a user's manual for potty training. It is not tender or kind. It is like, here's brass tacks, what potty training is and why we feel this way about potty training. And one of the things that really stuck out to me is there's this, like, the historical references and why, like, in our evolution, potty training has been so important is, like, mind-blowing how big of a deal it is. Like,
well, sure.
You know, when you think about civilization and you think about a little town or a city and you're like, which way does the stream go? Well, I don't want the poop to go.
Don't poop in the stream.
Don't poop in the stream. It's going to go downhill. You know, shit rolls downhill. Mm-hmm. So in potty training, they talk about, like, how important it is to have your kid potty trained by a certain age because you start to assert shame to having accidents, pooping your pants, peeing your pants. You've never been more demoralized if you crap yourself as an adult or pee your pants as an adult. So as kids, when they're learning to potty train, there's shame there too. But as women, after you have a baby and you all of a sudden, God forbid, have a natural bodily response and sneeze, you blow out your South situation so fast. Yeah. That, like, you're left with a wet spot like you sat on a water balloon. And that is, it's shame. You feel shame. It's hard as a woman. You feel disgusting. You feel unattractive. That's you feel like thing. You're going to smell. You feel like
I don't feel
your pants don't ever dry.
I feel like, and then I'm going to get a yeast infection.
Your pants are soaked. And then what, you're supposed to wear a freaking panty liner every day of the week? That feels bad.
I don't necessarily feel ashamed, but I do feel like it just is another, like, check on my unattractive list or, like, the I feel old and, like, and I
– yeah.
I remember when I was, like, in high school, I used to always have to pee before, a dance team. What are you doing?
I got an eyeball situation. Hold on.
You want me to poke it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Oh, look that way. No, what is it? You have an eyelash?
I'm sorry. It's just such an aggressive eyelash.
I don't see it, though.
Sorry, everybody can watch me
is
on
it
that.
A hair?
Well, I didn't brush my hair.
She has a hair growing out of her eye. We knew it was coming.
God. Talk about demoralizing. Try having a goatee when you're 4.
Well,
that's demoralizing when someone's like, "You have so much lip hair." And I'm like, "Fuck you, I'm 8."
That is unacceptable for somebody to say that to you.
And Tom Selleck has it and it's attractive. Why can't it be attractive on me? I don't understand. Now I'm good. My eyeball's better.
You better? Okay. Because that was like the nervous pee feeling. And I would get that. And
when are you talking about again?
Before, like, I would, like, do a dance team performance or something like that.
Dance pee. Nervous pee is very normal.
And I could still go out and jump and do all the stuff.
And not
pee.
At all.
And now it's like I say to my kids, and I hate it. It's a joke. But I'm like, I can't get on the trampoline with you.
Oh.
Because I'll pee.
Oh.
And
yeah.
I can't control that.
I forget, like, I literally every time I get on that trampoline.
Every muscle. And they don't get it. And I remember not getting it when my mom did too. Because I remember she actually got a hysterectomy because her uterus was, like, so heavy on her bladder.
Yep.
That they did that. And she had to have, like, something else done.
Yeah, that's another thing. We're like, just take out all the equipment.
Yeah,
that's no big deal.
Yeah, and then put me on hormones.
Then put me on hormones. We're just like, hey, let's just take it all out, not make a big deal out of it. I'm like, it's a huge deal. It's literally organs in your body that control your hormones. It's a giant deal. It's like, hey, let's just take out the carburetor.
It's so indelicate, and that's the way they're handling it when they should handle it more respectfully. You can't just, like, gut the kitchen because the stove doesn't work.
Right.
Like, you can, there's other things that you could do.
That's a really good, I like a kitchen renovation, and if we're talking about who has and kitchen renovations on the same floor.
That's super attractive.
It's a floor nonetheless.
Well,
I agree with you. I remember I took the kids, and I think we talked about this in a video one time. I took the kids to a trampoline park.
Yeah.
And I remember this is when I was 2 kids deep. I was puffy from still trying to lose baby weight, but I wasn't going to get back to my pre-fin weight. I kind of knew that about my body, but I was like, I just wanted to be more active, and I felt like, God, if I'm not active with them, when am I going to do it?
Yeah.
So I was like, let's go to a trampoline park, trampoline place. We can all jump together, and we can go into this. So I wore these pants, and
white linen.
They were light. And I got the kids out there. They were my khakis.
Oh,
they were.
Shit. Oh.
They were.
God, that you might as well have worn a sign that said "Stand back,
look
we'll
at my
pee
crotch.
On you." Yeah,
I got out
you
there.
You should just get one that like those
I know.
Saddle
I
pants with
those
the big
saddle
dark
pants.
Spot.
I know. I got out there, and it was like even just the actual act of me walking onto the trampoline, I was like, "Oh, yep. So then all of a sudden, I'm jumping, and my hands, I'm holding my crotch, and I'm like, "I can't," and I am trying to run to the bathroom, holding my crotch. My kids are like. What? Like Eleanor's not even two.
Yeah.
And I'm holding my crotch as I run to the bathroom and it's like I exploded. I was like, I just went to the bathroom. Where's all of this coming from?
Yeah.
It's like there's literally a hole in my plumbing. Or there's an extra hole I didn't know about, which is very likely because
we could trick you with that, I feel like.
You could be like, there's a fourth hole, and I'd be like, there you go. That's why I didn't know.
I knew it. Yep. Yeah. Well, that's, I also like have this really great thing, which I feel like is super upsetting, is I will make it to the bathroom. I will pee and I stop peeing.
And then
I pull my pants up
and you're
pee
still
in my
peeing.
Pants.
You're still peeing.
It just like kicked in again. And I literally have no warning. I didn't know it was going to happen. I didn't like, it's almost like I was like, oh, I'm good. So I could relax a little bit. And that relaxing a little bit makes me pee my pants.
Totally. And I agree with you. I feel like at this point, I'm like, you're right. There are a lot of women out there that are not women, but there are a lot of physical therapists out there that specialize in pelvic floor
work. That's what I'm talking about.
Which I think
stick
is
fingers
they,
in there.
Well, they do, but there's more to it than that. My friend does it, and she, you know, they work on those micro muscles
she's
inside
got a
of
hand
your
the size of a ball glove. Too.
Or she's like, she should play the piano because it's like chef's
that
kiss.
Okay.
Listen, I just went and I was like, oh, we're working on my pelvic floor. I thought we were dating, but she is excellent at her job, and she helps women figure out how to flex those micro muscles inside of there so that you're more sealed up. But my thing is like, I can't flex my macro muscles. I don't have time to flex a muscle. So when am I going to put like a thing down there and flex around 50,000 times? By the way, that's not what I lead with either. I want a skinnier waistline. I'll pee my pants before I'd like to lose some LBs before I worry about what's in my hoo-ha.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If I'm going to lift some weights,
I want it to be for the outside
crotch.
Of me. It's not going to be. I'm not going to be at a party and be like one of those Russian women that are like, let me carry a barbell with my hoo-ha. I'm just not.
What kind of parties do
you
go to?
One of those. Well, it wasn't. It's a party trick that I've heard about that like you lift, you flex.
I've heard of people like being able to drop a single quarter. Like if you put
What?
I can't. There's no way I can.
Drop a single quarter.
Those
just bend over and get it.
Would fall out like a slot
machine. Oh, yeah. No. Nope.
Like in a controlled way? There's
no
way.
No.
It's like you just... Triple sevens.
Mine's like a messy shelf in your garage. You just don't
everything
know.
Just falls.
Everything falls off to
earthquake.
The side.
I know.
They're like, why do we need this? Why do we need this old-timey phone?
But I don't want to do work to get it fixed.
I don't want to do work either. It's hard. And
I think things
don't always have to be so hard all the time.
That's right. And it wasn't like I didn't like, I understand.
You didn't do anything. You didn't like, oh, God.
Morally, you know, like I didn't overeat Doritos to get my...
That's the other thing, though. We also say, well, you didn't do anything to deserve it. You're like, well, that's shitty, too. Like, we're hard on women. We're sort of like, well, what qualifies as the right time for you to not have to work so hard. I don't think that we should have to work so hard in all things. I don't think it should be that hard. And if you want to go do something that makes life a little easier for you and you have the ability to do so, I'm all for it. And I am speaking of if you hire a nanny or you have plastic surgery or you, whatever the fuck it is, if it makes you happy and you don't, you're not as hard on yourself about it, I'm all for it.
And here,
maybe we all have those things and we just don't say it.
I'll have what?
Maybe there are women out there that are like, you know what I do? I do this thing. Or I got a mommy makeover, but I didn't want anyone to make me feel bad about it. And we're just not open enough to listen to the things that we give ourselves, that we only listen to the things that we don't give ourselves.
I mean, I think it's total BS anyways that insurance doesn't help cover like
a tummy tuck
because it literally is something that's broken.
I would have been stitch me up.
I'm not saying they should like cover lipo and like
I am.
I
want to come out of that hospital carrying my baby with a six pack. And yeah. I'll tell you what happened. I went in, I had Finn. I was like, I'm going to drop like 50 pounds, right? When I come out of the hospital.
Nope.
Gained 9, couldn't button my shirt.
Yeah.
Demoralizing.
Yeah.
Holding my baby. The picture I have of me leaving the hospital with my husband is me wearing his shirt because the shirt that I brought didn't fit. And I could not button it. And in the picture of me holding my new beautiful baby boy, if you look down, one of the buttons has broken and it is my belly button poking through. That's why I've never shared that picture. It is literally the most disgusting thing you've ever seen.
That most people come out of the hospital wearing a 44. I mean, it's
I know
true.
You go You're in as a 34, totally you come out wearing a 44.
Size. Yeah. It's a very
they should give us a tummy tuck and satin pajamas that fit that are like, you know,
my
and
stomach,
a new pier.
If you've ever seen our Amazon special, you know what we're doing. Like your stomach doesn't go back.
Neither does your uterus.
I know people who are like hardcore weightlifter people, they don't have an ounce of body fat and their stomach skin is wrecked.
Also, you still pee.
And you
I don't care how thin you are if you've had babies. Also, it is a thing that happens when you age.
If you get a tummy tuck, that helps you not pee?
Well, I've only looked into getting a tummy tuck 5 times. I've only gone to a doctor 8 times. I've gone to the same doctor 5 times. He's like, after this, I'm going to start charging you for a consultation fee. I'm like, fair. I'm sending you Christmas cards. Basically, what the tummy tuck does is it doesn't necessarily fix that you will pee, but it helps pull everything up support your abs are then, because if you have what I have, which is the diastasis, which is the abs have been blown apart, they sew it back up and then they do something with the FUPA thing where they pull it up and that aids in helping the incontinence, just but tightens. It doesn't fix it completely, and then they can go in at the same time. Don't quote me on this. I've only talked to my doctor.
We're not
times.
Medical professionals.
We're not medical professionals, but Dr. Shfailok, if you're like watching and you want to give me something free.
I might have been.
We might have been. We'll be there. You know what we should be? We should be lobby room cheerleaders.
Yeah.
That's what we should be.
Get it, girl. You deserve it.
Deserve this.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's have started GoFundMe.
Well, here is, you want to know where this like really started to bug me the most? This is a ridiculous story, you guys. But okay. So my brother moves to LA and he loves dogs. He has this huge, enormous English bulldog that is like kind of the biggest dog's head you've ever seen in your
life.
Like,
that thing is going to chomp Jen in half.
Like, I don't know how this dog doesn't get stuck in doorways. And then they got a littler version that she's she is the scary one though.
I know she's a little one that you're like, oh, I don't know how you're gonna bob and weave.
But here's why I love her so much right now. So my brother, weird, you know what, I'm just thinking,
fine,
who speaks nicely to me? My brother. Yeah. So
yeah,
so
who
he
puts me in a hot headlock,
who says please?
My husband.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
So he goes, do you still have a sewing machine? Can I come over and you help me? And I'm like, 1,000% this is what I live for. It's why I have the things.
Da,
like, do you have a costume party that you're wanting to go to?
What do you need? I've got measuring tape. I've got chalk.
Hold on. I'm ready. This way I hoard all this shit.
Jen's literally like, she almost, you probably did just pee your pants, didn't you? Because
I did.
No, I mean pee your pants when he asked you that because you were so happy.
One time I said the words Channing Tatum in the car and Kristen Peter pants. She was driving in. We had to go to a meeting. She turned on the seat heat just to try and dry it a little bit.
I know. I was so mad at you because you said something about Channing Tatum. We were at a studio, so it was very possible he would walk by.
Yeah.
And she said Channing Tatum, and I insta-peed, and then we had to go to meetings, and I had wet pants the whole time.
Yeah, that wasn't intentional.
I'm still not happy about that.
But it was funny. So my brother was like, so their little dog, Hildy, that she was born with a birth defect where she literally does not have that muscle that holds your pee.
Oh, no.
So
she piddles all the
time? Have you seen? She wears these dog diapers. And
I
asked him. I was like, what?
Is that what we're up to?
Well, that's, I feel like me. I'm like, how much are those? No. What exactly? But they bought these like little, they look like.
I was going to sneeze. It's all I've ever wanted to see myself sneeze.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Now,
you know what? We're going to see all the ways we can get her to pee right now. Hold on. She's going to sneeze and pee.
Nope. No, it didn't happen. Oh, I thought it was going to happen where I was going to actually see myself sneeze, which is something I've always wanted.
You can't. It's physically impossible to keep your eyes open. That's a trivia.
Damn it. Okay, now I outdid it. Damn it. I thought about it too much. Oh, I was so close. I want to see myself on camera sneeze. Sorry.
Oh, okay. On camera.
I wanted to see what it would look like if I look good doing it. Okay.
Oh, well, sorry, my eyes are watering. Seen you sneeze before.
Okay.
So she has this. She has actually, when she was. They brought her to the vet the first time. They said she has like this chromosome thing. She's like got these birth defects wrong. And so what one of the symptoms of that is that she won't have this like ureter muscle or whatever. So they're like, okay, after, you know, which a lot of, unfortunately, female dogs, they get spayed and it's like a chop shop. They go in there like a power saw and spay
God,
female dogs.
Jen, and then big freaking downer, man.
But they do.
I can talk about me peeing my pants, but don't talk about
not
a freaking
dogs. Nope.
A pound puppy getting chop shopped.
That would get
I'm
America to care.
Unstable right now.
I know, but they do. So we have had so many dogs like Zsa that I had. Had that spay incontinence is what they call it. So she had that. She couldn't hold it. So after she got spayed or whatever, then it was even worse. So she wears these little diapers. So my brother, being like the kind person he is and does not want this dog to suffer, no matter how annoying this little issue is, bought these like disposable diapers.
I thought you were going to say something like, was about to put the dog down. I was like,
no.
Is that what's going to happen to us?
He's the last person on earth that would do that. But these dogs
are. So they got the little diapers.
Yeah. So they got the little diapers, but she literally, it doesn't work. It just drains. Like I've seen her like playing in the yard and she'll be running and playing and like, so he bought all these like old school disposable diapers and we sewed them into these like pads that he could put in the disposable diaper for the dog. And my brother was like so appreciative and he was like, I can't believe you're spending your time doing this. And I'm like, no, that dog deserves some dignity because this is not her fault. And it's probably embarrassing and she probably doesn't get a good night's sleep.
So she probably went to a PTA event and started to giggle and she wore pink pants.
You cannot see nice Channing Tatum anywhere around the dog because she will just piss herself and it's not fair. So don't you apologize.
It's not her fault. She had two mimosas and she started to laugh. God bless her.
So they're trying to find a doctor that can fix it. And I'm like, they're better gall darn be a doctor that can fix it because
there's
why
not doctors that can fix
it. Well, he was like, they do this thing, they call it, I'm gonna say it so wrong, and it's gonna be
we
so,
are medical professionals.
We're medical.
You it's can called 100%
urethral puffing. No, that's
I did on Thursday. What's
name
up?
Of an album. I
that's a it's what my husband and I call date night.
Yeah, is it? It's like here is also what it's not called, urethral bulging. That's not what it's called.
All of these are turning me on for some reason. That or I literally have to pee and I am bulging.
Plumping?
Maybe.
So fine. It like because you
bulging,
can't,
puffing, plumping.
I'm think using we get my the idea. Hands on a podcast, it's so fine. That's why you got to watch YouTube. But basically, it's like some kind of like a filler of sorts that like makes the ureter thinner.
Oh yeah.
Like, can they do that for me?
I don't know because I would say if I were a medical expert. Which I'm not, unless you're talking about tummy tucks, because I've gone so much and researched it so much, I could probably do my own.
Yeah.
That I believe there's a lot that has to do with hormones when it comes to that area. In addition to your uterus and your ovaries, it also affects your bladder. So I think a doctor who is going to do that doesn't just go in there and do a one-stop shop. They got to kind of look at it. They should be looking at everything. And I'm not saying that you're having hormones. I'm saying you are a spry 30-year-old with everything in check. I'm just saying I think a doctor would want to look at everything, not just the actual act of peeing. Or at least they should.
Well, go back to this doctor that will do stuff without looking at the whole picture just to fix the problem.
Well, that's,
and then I can fix the other problems that are
the
less
doctor I'm going
later.
To has nothing to do with me peeing my pants. He's like, do you want to take off a few pounds and seal up this FUPA
Absolutely.
Situation?
I'm if
like,
I could find a
can
guy
I put
that
it on payments?
Yeah. Can you mess up my thyroid so I can?
Like, I'm like, look, doc, we have a home renovation that's about to happen and I'm 4 years for saving for that. Can you, you got any pro bono
yeah,
work that you do?
I got you, somebody that does it in their garage. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't
just
know.
Like if you got a van, if you do this, are you a teaching hospital? I'll show up. Everybody can take a stab at this. I'm fine with it.
It's gotta be a thing though. Like, don't they do Botox? Or,
but they do. They, I think there is a meshing that they can do for your bladder. And I think there is a surgery they
I'm
can
sorry,
go in there.
But
and
I listen to a lot of talk radio and there's a lot of suits you can join against bladder mesh companies. I don't know.
Don't put me on the spot. I did. You know, I think that they would say to you, and I'm not saying
and
this
bladder
you,
mesh, by the way, sounds grosser than urethral gross. Fluffing. Another way.
Bladder mesh. What could be a more disgusting word than bladder mesh?
I don't
Maybe
know.
Like,
you know what it sounds like? It's like a Scottish sausage
yeah,
of
it's
some
like,
sort.
Ugh,
like it's a,
hello, here's your bladder mesh.
Yeah.
It's a bladder mesh. We got a bladder mesh with a side of suds.
The head cheese and the bladder mesh.
With a blood sausage.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I don't want to feel grosser.
I don't want to feel grosser either, but I'm saying if you want to stay drier, I think the doctor would recommend pelvic floor workouts,
Come
which
on.
You and I don't want to do.
No.
Because we don't want to have to be on the floor and do a workout that doesn't literally help our outside appearance.
No,
it takes
I know.
A long time too. It's very hard.
No, I
don't. So I don't know. I don't know what the options are. I'm not a medical professional. Should I TikTok it?
Maybe.
You
yeah.
Do it. Okay.
Because I do feel like I understand where. Yeah, if you are in an accident, you like injure your. Let's say you've got you got an elbow or a shoulder issue from tennis. Okay, I didn't even lose my bladder control doing anything fun playing tennis. I lost it because my baby has a huge head.
Yeah, same. My Irish babies ruined me. I don't know why this guy has to be hot and knows about
Great.
The pelvic floor.
Hello.
Do you know what your pelvic floor is? Yeah, I know what you are, and you're hot yeah. dancing about my pelvic floor.
Look at his name.
What can happen
We're
when it's not
TikTok.
Working correctly?
Here's where we go for
Get
medical
questions
advice.
Questions about your pelvic floor. Okay, Lance. That
Lance
seems
in
right.
your pants.
Schedule a virtual consult.
What?
Is that
Lance in your pants?
Lance in your pants. He's going to help you with your bladder mesh.
Okay, now I know what
Wait
I'm
a
doing.
Minute.
Hold
Lance
on.
In your pants.
I don't want bladder mesh, Lance, and I don't want to do a whole bunch of sit-ups.
Lance in your pants. I'm already annoyed at your name. I'm annoyed that this is how you're going to give us information, and I'm annoyed that I'm going to follow you later.
Yes, absolutely. Why later? Let's just get in there and see. But this is where we go to for medical advice is
TikTok.
He's like,
get your consult or your virtual consult. I'm like, look, man, I might not be the brightest bulb in the box, but I am not going to put my vagina up next to a camera because that's just straight porn, and I'm not making any money on it.
You know what? I think it's fine if your face isn't in it. I mean... I'm
but
not
if
saying
my
they
face
all look the same,
it,
but I can't
they
pick
don't.
You. I can't,
they don't all look the same.
I can tell you.
I'm going to tell you right now,
I
you're going
to
see an injury on the right
you
side
of
on
lineup.
Me. Yes.
On the right side from
I got,
what?
I got a situation that happened down there, and I'm not too
what?
Proud of it. Oh, God.
You have a sex injury?
No.
Oh.
No, Jen.
Oh, then I don't.
I've got
the
an
story.
injury.
Oh, is it?
I think I hurt myself water skiing. The right side got. I got a little damage there. I got a little.
Show me where the
no.
ski hurt you.
No, the on my side. On my side of my hot dog bun.
How long
I got,
ago?
When I was like 24.
And it's still what?
Doesn't look good.
Looks like what?
Okay.
Hold on.
I didn't know we were going to talk about.
Well, I didn't know.
I didn't know we were going to talk about this. I've never intended on telling anybody this information, and now I am telling everybody this information. I'm just saying, if there was a lineup, and I told you that information, I think you would point to mine and go. That looks like a ski-do situation.
I was
going to
say mine would probably be really like complimentary and pick somebody younger just as like a wishful lineup situation.
I think you would know mine's mine because it would be crossing its arms and pissed and be like, "What do you want?"
Yeah, no, face isn't in it though. That's what I'm saying.
I know my.
What you're saying is, without going into too much upsetting detail, is that you if your vagina was in a lineup, you have like lodged on your right.
I hurt myself.
With the strap?
No, fuck. No, with the side of the ski.
Oh. So like the hot dog bun or the...
Not the hot dog bun.
The inside?
The inside part.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it hurt. I had a tear. Gross. I don't know if I'm ready to talk about this.
I think it's probably common. I mean...
How can you have a baby and not have a tear? You tear from hole to hole.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
But I'm just saying, when Humpty Dumpty was put together again, Humpty Dumpty might have a nuance down there that is different than...
A couple right angles. Okay.
I'm just saying, if I'm telling you this now, and there was a lineup of vaginas, I think you would go, oh, I think that might be my Kristen's. Best friend.
Yeah. No, I can tell that black hole of... That bear bunny. There's my friend Kristen. I know that. That sun bear right there is my girl. I know her anywhere. But why does she have? Why does she have like a pimento loaf situation? A squared Oscar Mayer down there. I didn't know that was gonna happen. You know what? Here I say
it
we
does
use.
Does not
this.
Look that ugly. You described the most. You described a bladder mesh vagina. That
does that look like pimento loaf?
I don't
that's
know, but that's
pictured.
Disgusting.
I know, I pictured you it that way.
Found,
I don't want it to
You just found
that
the
way.
More disgusting thing than bladder mesh. It's pimento loaf. That is the most disgusting.
Yeah.
Hello, would you like some pimento loaf?
Yeah, nobody wants a downstairs that looks like pimento loaf.
I'm just
nobody
saying
wants a sandwich that looks like pimento loaf.
Look,
I think if we're honest.
I think my outside situation is well done, zipped up, looks good.
Yeah, you've commented
inside,
it's very compact.
It's very compact. I feel like, listen, yeah. God hands out a lot of things. I've had to deal with a lot of things, but I do think I have a sealed up situation.
Okay.
But on the inside where I hit the ski on my
that's
side.
That's because bears that... keep their privates inside their body until they're ready to use them. Casey, do you want a new job? She can't look at us.
I'm unprepared for this conversation.
Okay, well, listen to my brilliant idea.
Oh, God. Why is this? You said, oh, God.
You have an untreated medical problem down there.
Probably.
This is what we
do. I probably
do.
Needed stitches.
We go to Lance in Your Pants, and we show.
You scare the fuck out of him.
Number one, yes, because we both go in there, and he's like, you both need to be here for this. And I'm like, I want to see you. Not you, but Lance in Your Pants. I want to see that. And be like, look, she's got this injury. Let's have insurance pay for the whole area.
To get fixed?
To get, we'll fix your bladder, we'll fix your right angles, we'll fix all of it.
We were going to talk about yours, but now we've been talking about mine.
Well, we both need it, so.
You know what my situation is? It's kind of like when you get a dent in the car, and you're like, dude, the guy gave me $1,000 to get the dent fixed.
Do I just,
or I just
keep the money
and deal with the dent. I've just kept with the dent. My husband has been around for the dent the whole time. I don't think I need to go fixing the dent, and then he thinks, oh, I want to drive the car all the time. I'm already like... barely taking the car out of the garage as it goes. I don't think I should put it.
What, you're not going to put 22s on a Honda Civic? Who wants to do that? That's a waste of, it's throwing good money after bad. You
mine's
don't
more
do that.
Of a Bronco situation.
Yeah, yeah. I could probably fix mine with a chip clip situation. But again, that's inelegant. I don't want to just, I want to enjoy the area for the next
But
while.
You, I thought you wanted to fix more internal stuff, not external.
Well, I'm saying if that would work, I would do a chip clip, but I don't think a chip clip will work. I'm just saying, I do. It's going to have to be internal.
That's where your freaking bladder is, Jen. Yeah, and if it's not, you've got a much bigger issue.
Listen, I know I don't keep it around in my pocket or something.
Because that's when you need to go to the doctor.
No, I don't think I need anything fixed in my vagina. I don't think, but I
don't
know.
Isn't that where your bladder is?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
It's close to there, right?
Yes, but
it's in there. It's in the...
No, you don't keep your bladder in your vagina, Kristen.
It's like your vagina and then your bladder.
They're neighbors, but they're not touching.
Are you sure?
I'm sure it's yes. I'm sure. You know what? Yes. I'm not a medical professional.
I've had lots of people tell me to help me fix my bladder. They had to go through my vagina, and that is just. This seems like
Lance has already been in
your
pants.
Lance and I were dating for. look
at technical. There's a diagram.
Look, it's right there.
Okay.
There's your vagina.
Point to your vagina.
Right there.
Nope, that's your butthole.
Yep, that's your butt. Whoops.
Okay.
Wait, where is the vagina?
It's this middle one.
It's the middle one?
Yep.
Well, what's that up there?
That's your uterus. You keep your uterus up.
I thought that was a bladder. Where's your bladder?
That's this guy right here.
Oh.
So totally different entrance.
That's way different than I thought.
Yeah. Really actually hard to go in there. Hard to go in the entrance of your bladder. But that is your urethra.
Oh.
See?
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. That's not what I thought.
Yeah. I don't need to fix the middle part. I'm talking about the, like, you know what I'm talking about? I'm doing like a curb appeal kind of stuff on the front of my.
What's going on with you that you're doing a curb appeal situation? I told you this was my situation.
Just saying front of the housework. Front of the housework.
Like shingles falling off.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the, like, function of my body, but it's, I don't need, like, the interior's fine and then my backyard, who gives a shit? But this is my front, I'm just saying the front part is what I need fixed, which is where I pee
from. I think
you're
saying you want vaginal rejuvenation.
I wouldn't take it if somebody threw it at me.
You would?
I've actually heard it's super painful though.
I've heard it's very painful. I want this. I don't care what the inside looks like. I want the outside great.
Can I say I heard this really interesting thing that I did not know, and this is because we don't talk about women's health enough. Thank you very much.
Correct. Why would we? Why would we just tell everybody that you had a vaginal injury at one point and tore your hoo-ha?
Well, because some people, like after you have your babies, your labia do not go back to what
well,
they
that's,
used to
that
be.
Was the word I was looking for. I can't remember it. I don't know if that's what I injured.
That's it sounds like that's what you injured. You injured your labia.
Yeah, it's not the outside.
Because
it's the inside. So but not the inside.
Oh, okay.
The outside.
Casey, look this up. What's the labia minora majora? They're two.
Oh,
it's not
man.
Minora. I say it wrong. Minora?
Minor and major. Or if you're me.
Mine are both major. So, but this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Is
oh, God. Oh.
Okay, hold on. She's Ooh. Getting lightheaded, you guys.
Oh, my God. Looks like Mickey Mouse.
Again, point on here where the ski hurt you. It's this part, right? Inner labia.
Yeah, yeah, down. Wait, so if that was me, it would be that side. The right there.
Hold on. If that's you, let me cut. Let me use some scissors. Let me get some pruning shears real quick to get down to it. Okay, so that side.
Is that what it looks like? Is that what it is?
That
looks like a science experiment.
Well, I think I'm learning something too, actually.
I actually thought that was something, but that's just your leg.
Okay, I actually did not know that your urethral opening, I thought it was a lot closer to your clitoris than that.
Gee, Minnie Christmas, you're just saying the words like no problem.
Well, I am because I feel like we should talk about women's health. And
I know, but I like pretend names like Schmitteris.
Hold on, I had a really good point about...
I'm sorry.
This is what I was going to say. Like, people think like, oh... It's vanity or it's for your husband that you would get like the vaginal rejuvenation, but it isn't. It's because it's uncomfortable. It would be like if men always sat on their balls or something.
Oh my God.
Like directly underneath them. It's really painful for your body if they're too long, you have a lot of nerves in there.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable to like, can you imagine like going through your life, like
having
how many
it
women
out
have and, had to? Yeah.
Well, I don't think any woman should be in pain or uncomfortable because they're embarrassed or ashamed to go in and talk about this thing, and it should get fixed. That's what I think.
Yeah.
But I think there is a fine line where at least they like, if it is vanity, I don't care. That's the point.
I kind of don't care either.
I don't care. Whatever it is that makes you happy and makes you comfortable in your day, if that is you fixing your hoo-ha, God bless you. That is not where I want to put my focus because, like I said, the car drives.
Well, so
and
have
you know what? If I am ever found dead, and you don't have a way to identify me.
Oh, I don't want to ever have to look at
you
your vagina.
You know, they'll be like, Miss Medley, we brought
take
in
her
everybody.
Pants off. I'm ready to do it. Give me a shot of whiskey.
We've already done her fingerprints. We've identified her.
Sure?
We don't
Does
know.
She have any teeth? Does she have any? She didn't have a wallet. I know she has a chain wallet. Does she have any? You know what? She
lost her idea in the
hotel. Couldn't
she
just get a fucking tattoo in college? Why? God.
just saying, I've left you with an idea.
At least I know now. Okay.
I'm just saying. I mean, but I didn't know.
Because I do
I don't want to fix it because I don't care. I'm not uncomfortable. It doesn't hurt. It hurt like a...
I bet.
I don't even know
there's
how to put
so
it in words.
There's so many nerves there. It's ridiculous.
It was... And I was ashamed when I heard it. I didn't want to tell anybody. So yeah. I was like trying to keep it to myself. And I was in excruciating pain.
Yeah.
And I felt like... It felt like exactly what you would think.
Keep
like
circling
a sea,
the boat. Like, I'm not ready to go in yet.
I'm not getting out of the water. I'm not getting out of the water. But I, it did, it bled.
Yeah.
And it was like, but I was so, I like had a towel on and I was with friends and I was like, I don't want to tell anybody.
Listen, everybody has fallen trying to ride their dad's bike at some point. And
man.
You feel it in your molars.
I had really a friend hurts. That lost her hymen because she hit the bar of a bike. And again.
Interesting. I lost my hymen at a bar. So ironic.
Oh my God. I think happened. That's our podcast. I think that's where that needs to end.
Well,
so,
hold on. I do have a hot flash if it couldn't get any hotter than this.
I just needed
I
to
do.
Get off this topic. And I really, I'm not sure that I'm going to be okay with telling everybody about my labial injury now that I know what it's called.
Labial?
Were we talking about you peeing your pants
and
somehow?
I just never heard the ski story before. But, you know, I do have something hot to shake that off. A palate cleanse, if you will. I do have a hot flash.
Hot flash. Hot flash.
Be one I agree with.
Well, I think you will, and if not, then I strongly disagree with you. Do you know this super hot number, Orlando Bloom?
Yes.
Oh my God, he couldn't be any hotter in real life, and you also know he's a daddy.
Yeah.
He and Katy Perry, who I'm obsessed with.
Yes, she's
like,
awesome.
Let it be known, she's awesome. They have a baby together, and they're getting married. He right now is in, I'm going to say it wrong, and I'm sorry because I have the best of intentions. He's in Moldova.
Okay.
In the Ukraine, helping UNICEF with all the kids.
Oh, my gosh.
In the Ukraine. So
yes. And that's another thing we need to shout out. It's just all the people in the Ukraine who are going through so much right now. And those moms. You know, these pictures on social media, yes, so many of them are sad. But the thing that, like, moves me the most are these moms that are cooking full meals in bomb shelters.
Yeah.
And they're finding ways to smile and they're keeping things going. I think they're such heroes. And I love that celebrities that have power and platform are going in and helping somebody like Orlando
it's
Bloom
awesome.
Brings
it's
a lot of attention to a much needed cause. And Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis raised over $30 million.
They're so awesome. God
I just
bless
love that.
Because
I feel like sometimes celebrities are just big blowhards where I'm like, oh, great. You made a tweet or you put out an Instagram.
Yeah.
Good on you.
No, he's
but these are people that are
dangerous.
Doing action. And I think that's really, really
especially
admirable.
He's a dad. And you hear the stories about like moms needing to get out of the country and they're leaving like strollers
at the
border
train
for them.
Station
yeah,
for the
them
moms.
To get them. So it's awesome in, you know, the grips of like the darkest insanity that you see the humanity of people and also take your shirt off
and
I'd
take
like
your
to
shirt
see
off
your humanity.
President of the Ukraine I know but I'm just saying
I know. We can't
he's
help
having a real
it.
Minute
yeah.
I'm gonna say his name wrong I want to get it right it's
Zelensky
it's Zelensky
yeah
is it Zelensky or Zelensky it's Zelensky.
Zelensky
I am just saying he's wonderful and he is somebody who has led his people when they have felt as scared and low as they could. I just think it's like, you know, it's nice to see people do things that at a time that's difficult and make you feel like that things are going to eventually be okay.
It does make you feel like, yes, there will always be crazies, but there's a lot of Ukrainians at our school. And I was talking to a mom who was saying her parents have 6 people staying at their house.
That's amazing.
They're just like opening up their house and they're like taking care of people. And it's like, whatever has happened in the last few years, like, gives me hope that, like, deep down people are good, you know?
I believe that they are good. I just believe there's some real shitheads that have to be handled. But just like my broken labia.
Needs to be handled. And maybe insurance. Can you get in here and fix that? Because
evidently it's not up to code.
Somebody's going to get injured.
Somebody's going to get injured, and I'm not going to be liable.
Oh, I was going to say, too, that men break their wieners so that they get broken to the side, because I listened to this horrifying commercial that was like, if you...
I saw too. 30%. I saw too.
I was like, guys, go to the doctor. Let's all get our broken parts fixed. Like, and
that's the thing. If women, here's what I think, and this is not I am a woman, so I'm speaking from a place of myself, and you know that I'm scared of doctors, and we put ourselves far second, third, fourth, fifth on the row. Like, I'm late for my mammogram currently. I know. But I believe if we all as women just went in and said what the problem is and we didn't assert shame, shit would change. Just like men who are not only like, hey, doc, my wiener doesn't work. Can I get a blue pill? They're like, not only does it work, it's a little crooked. And they're like, let's make a medicine for that.
Insurance will pay for that.
And insurance will pay for it. You got a 30 degree right hook. Well, I've got a labia.
She's got a 90 degree right hook in her labia.
On a labia. It looks like I have three now. So let's fix that. Let's go in and just say the thing. Say like, I don't like peeing my pants all the time. What's my option?
That's what I'm going to do.
Because insurance should pay for that. And the second insurance does pay for it, those opportunities will be available for us and everybody makes money. Everybody's worried about the money of it all. There's a need and insurance will pay for it and everybody will make money. So it's beneficial for us to be vocal about the things we want to have fixed.
There you have it. Kristen for Senate.
Nope.
No, she's got a dark past.
And a dark
square labia. Okay, that's our podcast.
Oh my God.